You try to beat loneliness out of a drum. Youssef Kumanyaka.
Emily Bobo is the author of Fugue, published by Lost Horse Press, and is an associate professor of English at Ivy Tech Community College. Emily believes in the transformative power of writing to build community and to voice the individual. She treasures her students and their stories. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Emily, what poems have you brought for us today?
Excerpt from Piano Letters. 2. You never touch me, sit with me, play me anymore. A cappella? Baby, you never could hold a pitch. And what no one ever told you about Billy, about Train, there's a limit to sound. Billy birthed it, Train breathed it, you simply beat it out of me. But you should know, baby, these keys still hum, with or without you. And I am the drug, the addiction. I am your dying. A music, a voice, a sound so dissonant, so possessible, you forget your own, you forget how to speak. I am the rival, the life-giver, the one you turn to know you. You forget yourself, I learn you so well. And I would cut out your tongue if it meant you would not leave me. But you have already cut off your thumbs. And would that I could bleed, I should. After all, you bled on me. Your blood fed me, led me to song. It was your heartache you gave me. And I devoured it, came to your heart, so worn and gnawed, so close to ache. I ate that too. The recovering musician wanted to write a sonnet about piano to prove how over it she was. Then a friend invited her to his concert, and she was the embarrassed audience, the educated one who didn't shout bravo and rushed the stage with teddy bears and wrapped red flowers. Chopin didn't pause in those places. So she didn't nod in agreement with the belted, short-sleeved, shoulder-pad dresses who said, "He's got the touch." Then, smug and superior, sunning herself on the side of the river Ego, her dam marked precious burst, and Miss Woods's She's Got It and her mother's God's Gift rushed out, carrying away all her pretty, potted roses. The Piano Closet. Eulogy for the Piano Teacher. Ruth, in the thumb-frayed edges of the wrong piece of music, in the dust let loose from its pages, in the scores of scores not quite the right one, stuffed into all reachable space. Ruth, in the haphazard hierarchy of genius, Glover next to Schumann, over Bach, below Gillock. Ruth, in the clover footstool for reaching the unreachable. Ruth, in the hanging mirror on the face of an open door. Ruth, in the easy closeness of overstuffed space. Ruth, in the pole chain bulb, functional, essential, light minus glare and diffusion. Ruth, in the silence, in the stillness of notes, waiting.
You've been listening to the poems of Emily Bobo on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.
You can visit The Poet's Weave online at wfiu.org/poetsweave.